You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks special edition. Hello, everyone. I'm Alyssa Footer from MLB.com, here with Steve Gilbert. And Steve, we just talked recently, but now we need to talk again because the Diamondbacks made some news by making a very early trade. You usually don't see these things happen until late July, but tell us about the trade and how this affects the roster for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, Allison, you know, the Diamondbacks felt with Tuffy Kozlich going down that they needed to make a move as far as the catching situation. You combine that with, as we talked about, you know, how they're going to find playing time for Yasmani Tomas when third baseman Jake Lamb comes off the DL, which could be in another week or so. So they had to make a couple of different moves, and they combined it all into one. They cleared playing time a little bit in the outfield by trading Mark Trumbo, and in return they got catcher Wellington Castillo as one of the pieces back, which certainly helps solidify their catching situation now with Jared Saltamamacchia. They can move Jordan Pacheco back to more of a third catcher kind of utility role. And they also helped out their bullpen a little bit, picking up Leon from Seattle. It's a fresh arm there for their bullpen. And they got a couple of prospects in the deal as well. So they kind of accomplished a couple of different things there, reducing the logjam in the outfield a little bit. They also did move some money with Trumbo. You know, he's set for only one more year of arbitration, and then he was going to be a free agent. And they also beefed up their catching situation, which is something that you and I have discussed time and time again.
Yeah, and I mean, it really does accomplish so many things. But from a catching standpoint, I mean, they know that they had to do something. That's just a position that you just can't try to, you know, piece it together or do it with smoke and mirrors. I mean, catching is catching. It's so essential. So that, I guess, comes as no shock that they made a move that quickly.
Yeah, you know, and there have been rumors, you know, over the winter that you know, they could have been interested in Wellington Castillo, but Dave Stewart said yesterday that, that Castillo's name did not come up when they made the initial trade with the Cubs, where Castillo was last winter. Where they sent Miguel Montero to Chicago, that they weren't really interested in Castillo at that point. They were more focused on Theodore Navarro in Toronto. But now, needing a catcher, Seattle was interested in Trumbo. It just kind of all came together for them in a matter of a few days here.
That's interesting. And we've been talking about that logjam in the outfield. So do you feel like maybe they just feel better about Yasmani Tomas now, more than they might have, like, when spring training first started, that they've been able to see the body of work and realize that, yeah, we can definitely clear some space for him in that outfield and put him out there and feel pretty good that he's going to be around for a while?
Yeah, I think they're really impressed with what they've seen from his bat. And you know, we've talked about the fact he's improved defensively at third, but long-term probably see his fit better in the outfield. And they already had, you know, if you included Trumbo, they already had Trumbo and AJ Pollock and Ender Inciarte and David Peralta they were trying to find playing time for. So adding Tomas to that mix would have made it nearly impossible. So now once Jake Lamb comes back and starts playing third again, that'll give him, you know, four outfielders once again, which will be easier to kind of rotate those guys and keep everybody fresh.
Very interesting. Well, a lot of interesting moves being made. And Steve, thank you for taking the time to explain it all to us. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Allison. Thanks.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.